This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get to it. It's Campy Kennedy, the 1K CBK.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Lauren from Auburn.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Kennedy.
So Lauren just dropped her daughter off at school. She's on maternity leave. She has a three-month-old at home.
Oh, my.
A lot going on there.
Oh, my.
A little mom brain.
Yeah. A lot of mom brain, yeah.
Have you found time to bone up on your pop culture trivia with a three-month-old?
You know, I drop my daughter off every day, and I listen to you guys every morning. Aww. So I listen to Campy Kennedy almost every day.
Okay.
So, you know, sometimes I beat Kennedy, sometimes I don't.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, Lauren?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy, you win $1,000.
$1,000.
No game of chance here. You don't need a secret sound. You don't need a birthday. You don't need to register to win.
We're not spinning a wheel.
None of that. All you got to do is get more right than Kennedy. She's over in that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
I think so.
Which movie franchise features a character named Dominic Toretto?
Fast and the Furious.
What year did The Sopranos premiere on HBO? Was it 1989, 1999, or 2009?
I'm going to go 1999.
This TV show started with a plane crash and chronicles its character stranded on an island named the show.
I think that's Lost.
Taylor Swift announced the release of a new book that chronicles the Eras Tour. Everyone recalls Kanye West interrupting Taylor in 2009, but do you remember which award show it was?
Ooh, it was the Grammys?
Question number five. 23 years ago, in 2001, Smallville premiered on the CW's predecessor and ran for, nine seasons, I think it was. It starred Tom Welling as a teenage Clark Kent. Can you name the network that it aired on? The predecessor to the CW. What was it called?
Predecessor to the CW. I can't think of it. The WB?
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy! Pull that out at the last
Let's go. Forget about mom brain. Lauren got big brain energy. Welcome back, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Lauren ended up getting 4 out of 5 correct.
Well done.
This is for $1,000, Kennedy, and I happen to know we're going to be seeing our boss Sal later on today. And I just want to look deep into his soul and laugh when we give away $1,000 of his money. You ready, Kennedy?
Mm-hmm.
It's a high-pressure situation.
Which movie franchise features a character named Dominic Toretto?
Fast and Furious.
Tied at 1. Had it rattled there for a minute, didn't we, Dan? What year did The Sopranos premiere on HBO? Was it 1989, 1999, or 2009?
1999.
And if you like The Sopranos, check out The Penguin on HBO. It's like a reboot. Tied at 2. Question number 3.
Instead of New Jersey, it's Gotham.
It is. This TV show started with a plane crash and chronicles its character stranded on an island. Name the show.
Lost.
Still don't understand that show, but I watched it for like 5 seasons. Tied at 3. Question number 4. Taylor Swift has announced the release of a new book. It'll be a photo book of the Eras Tour. Everyone recalls Kanye West interrupting Taylor in 2009, but do you remember which award show it was?
It was the MTV VMAs, wasn't it?
It was the VMAs.
Beyonce had the best video of all.
Yep. I'm going to let you finish, but...
4-3, question number 5. 23 years ago in 2001, Smallville premiered on the CW's predecessor. Tom Welling played a teenage Clark Kent. Can you name the network that it aired on? What was the predecessor to the CW?
ABC Family?
If I gave you a clue of the frog?
Remember the WB network?
It was the WB. Oh. That is correct. 4-4 is the final score.
Well done, friend.
Nice job, Kennedy. We're rooting for you.
We just can't give this money away.
Trying.
Close.
I know.
You really were. Fantastic job.
Unfortunately, with a 4-4 tie, Kennedy gets the win, Lauren. We cannot give you the cash, but we do appreciate you listening and playing. I thought for sure we were going to get to say a hashtag suck it, Sal, today.
Sal's doing the Dougie on his Learjet in celebration.
Oh, my God.
Lauren, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Lauren from Auburn, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.